St. Francis said, "All the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle." Lord, help us be your light in the world's darkness. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. At the 8 o'clock service this morning, I preached what I would consider a regular sermon. Boiled down to a couple sentences, it was about repair. It was about Christ's call to Francis to fix his house, Christ's call to all of us to continue in that work of repair. I used first century wisdom from Rabbi Tarfon, who said, "It is not our duty to finish the work, but neither are we at liberty to neglect it." I preached the Franciscan vow of poverty, which current-day Franciscan friar and spiritual teacher Richard Rohr calls imperfectly named. The Franciscans take the vow of poverty, Rohr explains, not because poverty is a good, something to be aspired to, but rather to ensure that the Franciscans remain on the margins so that they do not have the luxury to ignore those who live there. Now that is a vanity we should all renounce, the vanity of ignorance, of ignoring the plight of those on the margins of our church, our town, our country, our world, the margins of economy, education, ability, need. It was an okay sermon, I think. You can ask your 8 o'clock friends. I'm true to St. Francis and the gospel, I pray. But it felt to me in the preaching of it a little incongruous to the beauty of this day. We were out there on that front lawn and the enormous moon was still out and the sun was coming through the grass, the leaves, and it just felt to me that there was not enough celebration or whimsy in it. And so, as you hold in your head the serious call to repair this world, a serious and real and true call, it is indeed our bounden duty to make those repairs one small step at a time, knowing that we are not called to finish that work, but neither are we able to neglect it. I'd like to share some whimsical words that I wrote, a poem that I wrote about St. Francis. And this is for David Pulliam, who enjoys these words. Some whimsical words in light of this joyful, happy celebration of creation and all our beloved critters. "'Twas the feast of St. Francis, and all through the town, labs, beagles, and bassets had nose to the ground, sniffing and pawing. I smell he is coming. And then in a pack down the post road came running. Takaya they barked, the band they'll be jamming. Takaya they meowed, the sheep they are lambing. Okay, maybe not. But still from the steeple the seagull he beaded his eye on the people. Come Takaya he cawed, it's a great celebration of four-footed friends and God's whole creation." So who was this Francis, this patron of old, whose likeness in Nielsen's and Wild Birds Unlimited sold to decorate gardens or the grave of a pet, to sit by a bird bath or signal the vet? He was born in Assisi to a maker of silk who preferred he hobnob and carouse with his ilk. But Francis eschewed his papa's Patagonia and all of the riches that threatened to own ya. For a friar's brown cloak and a heart for the poor, for the broken and sick, for the lame and the sore, for flora and fauna, mountain and shore. Sister moon, brother sun, Francis sang of their glory. Brother wind, sister fire, Francis told the earth's story. All praise to our God, creator above, who made each his own and marked us with love. From a hunter's dread snare, Francis rescued a rabbit who visited Francis with such steady habit that Francis said, "Go, hop from Henley to Royal. Sister God, above all, you are called to be loyal. There's love to be shared, there's joy to be spread. There's somebody out there who needs to be fed." And the rabbits, they did, well, what rabbits do best. And soon there were hundreds who worked without rest. They snuzzled and snuggled, they gave without taking. Wherever they went, happy spirits were waking. Likewise, when out in his on his boat in the Sound, the fish wriggled and squiggled, all gathered around, and jumped at his hook, how they sought to be caught. Francis said, "No, truly you ought to swim Goodwives River, splash Gorham's pond, spread peace within, without, and beyond. Where there is hatred, sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Scatter seeds where you go. God will water your garden. If there's doubt, share your faith. If there's darkness, shine light. Do all that you can to bring God into sight." And so the fish swam, the blues and the bass, from Chopin to Rowayton, over rocks and eelgrass. In schools, they spread out, Ox Ridge, DHS, Holmes, Tokenique, and all of the rest, till every air bubble, as it popped at the top, let out a nice thought, a kind word, a good deed, an offer of help to someone in need. "Fix my church," from the heavens Francis heard God intone. "Fix my church," still God calls us through our stained glass and stone. "Make sure that my house has a front door that's wide and space for each dear one who seeks me inside. My love is as deep and as broad and as high as my mercy is wide, beyond earth and sky. So let no one be outcast, alone or afraid. For this you were born, for this you were made, to enjoy God forever and rest in his shade." And finally, the birds, the exultation of larks. How they filled all the branches, how their beaks set off sparks. They chirped and they cooed, they chickadee-deed, their song of creation, their St. Francis creed. They listened to Francis. He preached to them all, the whole of creation held in his thrall. And now those same animals, the birds and the dogs, the cats and the horses, the rabbits and frogs, our animals speak if we're open to listen. Even now through the trees as the morning sun glistens. "God is good, so are you," they say with a lick. "God is good, so are you. Will you throw me a stick?" Life is good, life is blessed. Life's a gift from above, given to you by a God who is love. Happy Feast of St. Francis, and may God grant you a beautiful day.